Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Art Pod. I'm your host, Kate Wells, and this is the podcast in which we talk about arts and music and culture and thinkers and all that good stuff that's happening in Michigan right now. Today, we're going to bring you two stories. These are both stories that I've reported semi-recently in about the last month or so. They're on two very different topics. One actually takes place entirely in a hospital, and the other one takes place on a film set. But let's start off with this first one. When you are in a hospital, especially in a children's hospital, you're not having a good time, obviously. It can actually be one of the most stressful places people ever visit. And what children's hospitals are starting to do, some of them anyways, is try and help parents and kids navigate that experience. And one of the ways they're doing it is with art. Felicia McMillan's son, Elijah, was born a month early with an intestinal infection. As we talk in the hallway, he's now in his fourth surgery.
The first surgery, he lost so much blood. Like, they came down and gave us the, oh, your baby might die talk. And that, I didn't even know. I'm gonna tell you this. From a mom's standpoint, it's like being on a roller coaster.
But McMillan says there are a few things that this hospital, C.S. Mott Children's in Ann Arbor, is doing to make this roller coaster ride just a little smoother.
Aiden, the little boy with the watermelon.
I love that one.
He is. That's like my favorite picture.
Aiden is one of the many kids whose pictures hang on the wall here in the newborn intensive care unit. They are all of kids who were treated here, graduates as they call them. Each kid is in two shots side by side. The first one is black and white when they're preemies or sick babies, tiny and shriveled and hooked up to tubes. But next to those are these big, sunny portraits of the same kid, 3, 5, even 30 years later, shooting hoops or riding a horse, or in Aiden's case, stuffing his little face with watermelon. Felicia McMillan loves this wall.
It gives me hope.
Maybe soon there will be an Elijah photo.
Exactly. If they ask for one, I'm definitely going to get one. Definitely going to give them one.
One thing that hospitals have learned about the patient experience, transitions can be especially hard. Which is why you'll notice that the entire hallway that kids take on their way into surgery is a giant mural.
And it's so distracting because we've been in this hospital environment, and then they come to the mural and say, wow, find the ferry door, and then they find the ferry door, and then what else do you see?
Ellen Johnson is a nurse at C.S. Mott. She's talking about the larger-than-life mural on the walls here. It's of the Huron River, and it's underwater, hyper-realistic scene of fish and frogs darting in and out of lily pads. And when you look up, which you kind of have to do when you're laying on a gurney, you see the surface of the river, with a kayak passing by overhead and a duck's feet paddling. While I'm talking with Johnson, another nurse rolls a patient into surgery. It's hard to hear, but what the nurse is telling the girl is, okay, we're going to go for a ride. I want you to tell me if you can see the ferry door. How many fish can you spot?
All right, so here comes the wall. I just want you to tell me.
This kind of momentary distraction the wall can bring, it can seem really minor. But it can give kids a break, just for a second, from doing what they're stuck with the rest of the day, which is being a sick kid.
There was a 3D metal lizard, and it really caught my eye, and I was like, how'd they make that? And they took it off the wall and let me hold it and flip it over and stuff, and it was really cool.
This is 15-year-old Xander.
Xander Olbercook, and I had surgery for craniopharyngioma, which is a brain tumor, on January 22nd. I'm in physical therapy, occupational therapy, recreational therapy, art therapy.
Xander, needless to say, has spent his fair share of time in hospitals. His prognosis is good right now, and he and his high school are raising money for art at C.S. Mott. They want to add to the big mural, maybe get some more eye-catching stuff aimed at kids.
Even if it's just to get blood drawn, those needles hurt. And if they're looking at the giant canoe, that kind of thing, it's just awesome.
And maybe that'll give another sick kid a few moments to just be a kid. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News. All right, we're going to hit one more art story today. And this one actually has to do with an entire generation of kids and young adults. This is what experts call the great wave of kids with autism. That's because right now more than 80% of people diagnosed with full-spectrum autism are under the age of 21. And in Michigan, we have about 16,000 of those kids who are eligible for special education services, but we really don't have anywhere near enough services for them once they start to leave home, maybe go to college, try and get a job. For those that can have some kind of independence and ideally really live a full life on their own, parents and families are starting to seek out those services, and we spent some time with one of them. This is a service that does things a little bit differently. It is basically a job training program that helps give kids with autism the skills that they need by training them on a film set. The costume designer has a small breakdown after lunch. She's filling in as an extra, which means she has to go on camera as a tuxedoed waiter serving red wine. And they're in the middle of shooting one of the movie's biggest scenes when 18-year-old Alaire Bergman spills a tray of drinks all over the floor. In tears, she runs off set into the bathroom, and her mom and I follow her in.
Alaire, are you okay?
Alaire pulls it together. She takes a deep breath and she heads back out to the set where the director is waiting.
You can do it.
You can do it. I got an easier move for you. You're just going to step right in.
This is life on an autistic film set. The writers, the actors, the editors, everyone has autism, except for the director and a few assistants. This is all based on a sister program in L.A., but this one is run through OU Cares, part of Oakland University in Rochester. And the genius about it is that it draws in these young adults who love movies. I mean, like, love them in a way that is hard for neurotypical people to understand. Take, for instance, Evan Anderson.
Woo-hoo!
That is his Three Stooges impression. He does it all the time. He's a shy and awkward kind of 20-year-old, but the impressions let him be excited or nervous or goofy.
Some of my other favorites would be Yes Man. Yes!
Was that a Jim Carrey impression?
Yes, Jim Carrey. I love that guy.
That, of course, is not to say that this whole project has not been stressful for him and for a lot of the other students. Film sets actually kind of seem like they would be the worst possible places for someone with autism. There's constant social interaction and unpredictable demands and all those last-minute schedule changes.
I just zone out for a minute and for a half a second gather myself back up.
This is Jeff Unger. He's 19, and he is scary good with all the camera equipment. But he's had to work really hard to keep his temper under control on set. He says it's worth it for him, though, because for the last 10 years, he has known that more than anything, he wants to be on a film crew.
I think that I will actually overcome that part and show them that that has nothing to do with it. The autism won't affect me at all.
Is it fair to think that these kids are going to come out of this camp with the life skill, with the technical skills to walk into the movie business? I'd say no.
That's John Martin, the director. He says he got involved with this program because his daughter's autistic. And he says what he focuses on now is what would help somebody get a job anywhere.
I focus on the skills that will teach them occupation, which is the professionalism of starting with showing up on time, ready for work, understanding when you get a directive to stay focused on your job and do it. These kids, because of their social shortcomings, have to be taught those skills. And high school and normal educational environments don't teach it.
There are about 16,000 Michigan kids getting special ed services for their autism, according to a state report. But once they become adults, the report says, the state doesn't have anywhere near enough services to help those kids get jobs. So if Michigan wants our autistic community to live as independently as possible, then we're going to need more programs like this one. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News. All right, that is it for ArtPod today. Thank you so much for listening. We want to know, of course, what you are listening to, thinking, seeing when it comes to art in Michigan. Go ahead and leave us a comment below or just go to the website, michiganradio.org, and click on Share Your Story.
Support for arts and cultural reporting on Michigan Radio comes in part from a grant from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.